Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Late last week, Jay Sekulow took a phone call on his program. He's the head of the ACLJ, American Center for Law and Justice. He has a national show, and he took a call from Denver, Colorado by a vic. Turns out it was a great call. We got excited about it, so we put our crack research team on it, and we've got Vic Lopez in studio. Vic, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Thank you, Bob. It's an honor.
Hey, it's great that you got on Jay Sekulow's show. He's one of those Christian leaders that we constantly try to nudge him to the right, further and further right, more and more conservative, biblical, Christian worldview. But you got on, could we talk about, we have a lot of things to talk about with Vic Lopez in studio, because he's one of the key volunteers getting signatures on this personhood petition for the state of Colorado. But Vic, let's start with your phone call to Jay Sekulow.
Okay, well, as you know, Bob, I drive a truck, and it affords me the opportunity to monitor media while I'm out during the day. Mm-hmm. And on Monday, actually, it was, Jay was talking about what was going on in Aurora, Illinois, with the Planned Parenthood there.
All right.
And they had made mention of what's going on there, and so I called in.
Aurora, Illinois, they're building a, you know, that they've already built a major Planned Parenthood facility, and there's permit problems, and it wasn't zoned for a nonprofit, and they lied, said it was a profit, so right. Now there'd be less tax revenue. And the pro-life Christians are using that as a wedge to try to stop Planned Parenthood from killing kids at that facility.
Right.
And that's all good. Praise the Lord. The pro-lifers are fighting in Aurora, Illinois. Yeah.
Well, one of the things that prompted me to call was that they had made mention of the fact that Planned Parenthood had created this cover company, if you will, Gemini Office Development.
G-O-D.
Right.
God.
Right.
As though God is building a child killing center.
Exactly.
And they certainly were laughing about that in their back.
I'm sure it wasn't an accident.
Right.
Yeah. So Jay had made mention of the fact that they'd only known about it for about a month. And I'm well aware of the fact that Bob Enyart Live and the efforts of Will Duffy, you guys have known about this.
Here in Colorado.
Yeah, we've known about this for what? Three or four months?
4 months.
Yeah.
Or more. 4 months, yeah.
Right. So I was encouraged because, you know, we're right out on the forefront, the razor's edge, if you will. And mm-hmm. I was just wanted to bring that up to encourage the people here in Colorado that are involved in this.
Yeah, the leadership in Colorado is aggressive. It's on the edge, the cutting edge, and determined to fight with some degree of ferocity, a fierce fight against the killing of innocent children.
Right.
All right. So you got on Jay Sekulow's radio show, and you told him about what's happening here in Colorado.
I did, yeah. What I did was, because it seems as though sometimes they don't like people giving websites out, so I kind of made it like a let's support the people in Aurora, Illinois that are working against this Planned Parenthood. So what I said was I wanted to encourage them, and if they wanted to find out more, and then I gave the familiesagainstpp.com.
Yeah, Families Against Planned Parenthood. That the website is familiesagainstpp.com. So that was great. Thanks for doing that.
And then there was the other one. I can't recall.
Well, that's all right. But, you know, when you whisper to me and we're on live radio, the whole audience hears that.
I'm not whispering.
Do you do this every day, Vic?
Yes.
Live radio?
No, sir, I don't actually. I was a little nervous. I wasn't sure how to dress.
And you talked to – well, you dressed well. In fact, we were thinking of having somebody come and sign this for the hearing impaired.
Oh, nice.
Today's show. No, that's a terrible
show. That's funny.
So, Vic,
yes,
so did you talk to Jay Sekulow about that topic or a couple things?
Just specifically that topic. I got in at about 27 after the hour, and they were getting ready to wrap it up. And they put me straight through to a lawyer, and he took down some information, and I passed that on to Will, and they're very interested about what's going on here.
Will Duffy is heading up the effort, the Collaborators Project, against the White's Company. They are the general contractors for building the nation's largest abortion facility, 52,000 square feet, right here in Denver, right near Quebec and 38th. And what a successful project so far, if we could gauge it in the difficulty that Weitz is going through to try to build this child killing center.
Right. No child killing in Tranquility.
Right. And if Weitz does not back out of this deal by January 31st, then they will have been designated permanent collaborators. They will be designated with permanent collaborator status, which means that for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing kids at that facility, the Weitz executives will have protesters at their homes, at their headquarters, and that's not an idle threat. Christians, pro-lifers made threats like that 15 years ago, and they're still being honored with regular protests at abortion clinics 5 days a week for 20 years almost, and on the holidays, every major holiday, for most of 18 years here in the Denver area.
Right.
An abortionist home. So.
It's somewhat discouraging, too. If you go to the Weitz website and read through their core values page, they state quite a few things that they're actually in direct contradiction of. For instance, integrity and ethical standards is one of their high points. And they talk about being open and honest with all of their subcontractors. But if you drive by the construction site, there's almost not a single vehicle on the lot that isn't a private vehicle that doesn't have its logo covered with, you know, tape and cardboard.
Right.
So that's kind of sad.
Okay. All right. So, Vic, now could we talk about, so for people to get involved, to try to stop the building of this Planned Parenthood abortion superstore in Denver, they could go to the website familiesagainstpp.com.
Right.
And you get a daily email update. And guess what? There are things you could do. Even if you cannot get out and protest on the street, there are things that you can do. Send emails, make a phone call, send a letter. And they're all very important, very strategically laid out. It's not make work. It's very valuable.
Right. You know, that's one of the points I wanted to make. Often I think there are people that agree with our position, but they just feel overwhelmed by the size of what it seems to be an insurmountable obstacle.
Right.
But, you know, anybody can make a phone call. Anybody can write an email. And when we all work together, it's for the good of the whole project.
That's right. And there's a website, theweitzcompany.com. And you would think that's their website because it's their name, exactly, theweitzcompany.com. But it's not. That website is run by Christian pro-lifers. And I think I could break some news here on the show. I wonder if I'll get in trouble. But they are issuing email IDs from theweitzcompany.com to pro-life activists who would like to take on, adopt an email ID, and send out emails around the country here in Denver to, you know, whoever. And the email will be so-and-so at theweitzcompany.com.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that neat?
That's interesting.
So, Vic, maybe your wife. Are you married?
Yes, sir. 25 years this year.
25 years this year. You have children?
3 daughters.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
You're blessed.
I am.
By God. So maybe your wife, how old are your kids?
15, 17, and one that's 21.
Well, maybe one of your daughters or your wife or you can adopt an email ID at theweitzcompany.com and use that as part of your own email when you send letters to the editor, send it for whatever, warning people about child killing. They can get an email in their inbox from, you know, Vic or Gary or whoever, you know, at theweitzcompany.com. And that'll be another effective way of getting the word out that the Weitz Company are the abortion experts in the country for building, you know, expertise in child killing centers.
Right. Okay, well, I was wondering if I could get your opinion on a couple of things.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling churches in the metro area, attempting to make appointments to be there on Sundays to get signatures for the petition.
The petition. Now, we need 76,000 signatures.
Right.
But if we go in, and Colorado Right to Life is helping to support this effort, the campaign is run by Christy Burton, ColoradoForEqualRights.com. They have a wonderful website. She's just a tremendous sponsor of this amendment to the Colorado Constitution that defines a person as any human being from the moment of fertilization. So it's as simple as could be, and it's so exciting. Its simplicity drives home the truth that this living, tiny living human being is a person.
Right.
Has a God-given right to life. It's made he or she is made in God's image and likeness. So that's all so exciting. So you are taking these petitions and you're getting signatures on them. Now, if we only got 76,000 signatures, Planned Parenthood, they hire lawyers to go in to court and challenge the signatures. And so if you get 76,000, you know, they're certainly willing to spend $80,000, maybe $150,000 on lawyers and clerks to go through every signature, scan them, get them on a database, and challenge them one by one in court.
Right.
And so that's what they will do. And then, of course, it eats up the Christian pro-life resources to try to combat that. So the goal is to go in with 100,000 signatures, because then Planned Parenthood looks at it and says, you know, we might spend $150,000 and only get 10,000 signatures disqualified. That's a lot of wasted money.
Right.
So we need to overwhelm them so that they don't have the possibility of throwing this out on a technicality.
Right, and that's another one of those points where it might seem like it's an insurmountable goal. But realistically, on each petition, there are, what, 79
places for signatures
right.
of what? Colorado registered voters.
Exactly. Anybody in the state. So I'm thinking, you know, it doesn't seem like it would be that hard of a thing to do for someone to just get one petition.
One petition. Mm-hmm. Now, have you gotten signatures on one yet? Have you filled up one?
I have sent in two complete, and I have the equivalent of probably two more that are on three other petitions.
Okay, so you have a few petitions going.
Right.
And is it scary to go up to somebody and say, would you sign this petition?
You know, maybe it's just me, but for about the first 5 minutes, it is kind of scary. Hmm. But after you encounter your first rude person
right.
and you overcome and you're not rude to them, it's like a rush.
You're polite. You're gracious.
Yeah.
It's exciting to
I'll
see.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I was down in Parker. This is a few weeks ago. I stopped in at the Lemstone bookstore down there, talked to the owner.
Is that a Christian bookstore?
It's a Christian bookstore.
What's it called?
Lemstone.
Lemstone, like L-E-M?
S-T-O-N-E.
All right, Lemstone, Christian
right.
bookstore in Parker, Colorado.
Corner of Main and Parker, I think it is.
All right.
And I talked to the owner, his name's Scott, about coming down on a Saturday to get some signatures. He said, well, you know, we had a guy in here with a table, and, you know, next Saturday probably wouldn't be a good idea because Jason Elam's going to be here signing his book.
Oh, Bronco.
And I thought, wow, that'd probably be a good time
that'd
to come.
That'd be a very good time.
So I went out there, and I probably was there for about 5 hours.
Did Scott say okay?
Yeah, he said it was fine.
Oh, wow.
I stood outside the store because there were so many people inside the store getting their books signed.
Yeah.
And actually right there is where I got those two completed.
Wow.
And then, of course, I was at my church, got a couple signatures there.
At your church.
And interesting thing, I've had some mixed reactions calling churches asking for permission to come.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten, you know, can we talk about it? That sounds great. We're interested. And then on the other end of the spectrum, I've actually been hung up on a couple of times.
Oh. Well, do you know if the churches you're calling are pro-life or pro-abortion?
Well, you know, because they're Christian churches.
A lot of Christian churches are pro-abortion. A lot. Now, they're not
pro-choice,
true Christian.
Maybe.
Well, pro-abortion. They're not true Christian. You know, Jesus said that many will come in my name and saying, I am the Christ, but they will lead many astray. And, you know, that's the great danger. And some will say, Lord, Lord, and he will say, depart from me into everlasting fire. I never knew you.
Right.
So not everyone who names the name of Jesus Christ actually honors him. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And one of the commandments that God gave, it's not only to Israel, it's to the whole world. It's his enduring command, do not murder. Do not murder. And when do you get the right to life? You know, when you're born? No, when you're created.
Exactly.
It's endowed by our Creator. We are endowed from our Creator with the right to life.
I agree.
So, okay, so some churches hang up on you.
Right.
But now people who are listening, my goal is that somebody listening will say, hey, I can do that. I want to get signatures on a petition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it ideally, because many people can do a lot more than just one person can, ideally we'd have them call Colorado Right to Life and get their own petitions.
Well, Colorado Right to Life, because they are a distribution center for Denver. They have their office right downtown, a half a block from the Capitol on Grant Street.
Right.
But we could give out the phone number for Colorado Right to Life. Do you want to do that? And then I'll give out the one directly for the campaign for Colorado for Equal Rights.
Okay, Colorado Right to Life can be reached at 303-753-9394.
Okay, 753-9394.
Right.
And that's if you're in the metro area and you want to pick up one of these petitions. Or you could go to their website, get their address, coloradorighttolife.org. But then people, especially if you live in the Springs, for example, you could call down in Colorado Springs, the headquarters of Colorado for Equal Rights, and talk to Christy Burton or others involved with the campaign. The phone number there is 719-749-2164. That's 719-749-2164. And you could go to their website. You could send them an email. Just click on Contact Us. Their website is, couldn't be easier, coloradoforequalrights.com. Just all spelled out. ColoradoForEqualRights.com. So, Vic, if somebody wants to help get signatures on a petition, there's 79 lines. What if they think, well, I can't get 79, but, you know, maybe I could get 5 or 10. Is it worth doing it?
You know, I think so. I think so. I think every single one of them is worth it.
It's absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? One of the biggest mistakes people make is they think, I can't do a lot, so I'm going to do nothing.
Right.
And if there's somebody out there thinking that right now, I can't do a lot, so I'm going to do nothing, please ask God to get your head on straight.
You know, that's another thing I wanted to bring up. We can use all the prayer for this that we can get. You know, please, everyone,
yeah,
just...
That's right. We need courage. We need perseverance. These are all things straight out of Scripture that we need to love our neighbor, to expose evil. And as we do this, you talk to people and they say, well, why does it matter? Well, because we're made in God's image. It's wrong to murder. But so people who get a petition, they don't have to cold call churches and say, could I come to your church? Vic, not everybody's as bold as you are. They could go to their own family, their friends, neighbors. Some people take these to work. It depends on what kind of job you have.
Yeah.
But there's a realtor, a real successful realtor in town. And he was telling me, he's so funny. I'm not going to use his name, though. But he was saying, I got the petition in my office, the real estate office. He's been doing this for 25 years. Everyone who comes in, he says, hey, you want to sign the personhood petition? And most people just sign it.
Right.
And he says, people who they say that, you know, they don't want to, he says, hey, look, it's to protect kids. So either you love kids or you don't. You know, do you want to sign it?
Make it simple.
And he gets almost everyone to sign it.
That's awesome.
My brother, Brian Enyart, he's a contractor. He's hysterical. He asks people to sign these petitions. He's gotten a lot of signatures. And when somebody says, oh, I'm pro-choice, he says, well, you know what? You don't even have a voice right now. At least this petition will get it on the ballot and you could vote and then you'll have a voice. Right now, you don't have a voice. And they say, oh, really? Okay, where do I sign?
Right, get it on the ballot and vote against it later.
Yeah. So anyway, so there are ways. And if somebody doesn't want to sign it, that's fine. You don't have to argue with somebody. Just you go on to somebody else.
Right. Well, Bob, you know that I have a special place in my heart for drivers. I'm a driver myself. I was thinking earlier today about in the Old Testament, the references to the watchmen on the walls. Well, we don't have walls around our cities anymore for the most part, and we don't really need to have watchmen up there. But I just wanted to speak to the drivers in the audience right now and let them know that when they're driving down the road and they're listening to the radio and they're keeping up to date on what's going on with these kinds of issues, they are watchmen. And they can be exposed to so many more things than the average person can be exposed to because I would guess that probably 80% of the people that work for a living don't have the opportunity to really listen and pay attention to the radio while they're working. Mm. So I'm thinking, you know, I'm just sending out a call to some drivers, you know, do what you can in your church. This is the part where I'm going to say that call in and I'll buy your DVD of Focus on the Strategy too.
Oh, now, Vic, you've done this in the past.
Yeah, it's about 6 months now where you
have said to drivers, if you want to learn more, become educated about this pro-life battle, and the strategy to stop child killing, there's a DVD called Focus on the Strategy 2.
Right.
It's a sequel to another award-winning DVD, but we don't have to talk about that one. And you will pay for these drivers to get this DVD.
Right. I'm also going to ask them to be patient, because generally what I do is I put a limit of about five. Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm going to do today, we've got about 10 minutes left on the show. Any driver that calls in between now and the end of the show, if it's 5 or 10 or 15, I will send those DVDs out. Just just know that I can only buy them as I can afford them, so it might take a little while.
So what's the call-in number?
The call-in number is 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278.
Wow. You should be a talk show host. This is like in 15 minutes, I think you're going to take over. You know, if I go on vacation, maybe you could fill in for me.
Maybe I could. I'd have to check with my wife.
Mm-hmm. So, Vic, that's quite an awesome offer you've just made. So any drivers out there, and they, if they want to see this video, they can call in 1-800-836-9278, and you will send them a DVD.
Yes, sir, I will. Also, I'd like to mention, if there are any pastors who are listening and they'd like to have someone come to their church with some petitions, I'd be more than happy to come. I guess they could call the studio.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes people are not sure. They don't know somebody. Well, somebody who tunes into Bob and Yurt Live for the past 15 years, you know, they basically know me, in a sense, and I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And so I could vouch for Vic Lopez. He and I have become friends. In fact, not only the two of us, but our whole staff. Our whole church loves you, Vic. You're just so encouraging and so uplifting. And, you know, you're very warm and you come across so well to people. So if there's a Christian who goes to a church who thinks, my church hasn't had anybody collecting signatures, so I'm going to call and try to arrange for Vic to come, and maybe the two of us will help, you know, be stand at the back of the church before and after a service, get signatures. Or there might be a pastor listening. Mm-hmm. And the pastor might say, hey, you know, I'm the pastor. I can make this happen. And call. And, of course, they could call us. You can call us at 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Now, since we gave out the number, the phone's been ringing. Mm-hmm. So, Vic, thank you for that. But if you can't get through immediately, that's it. Just try again or leave a message or call Colorado Right to Life, because, Vic, you would work with them also, right?
Yeah, Donna's a friend of mine.
Donna is the office manager, Donna Ballantyne, at Colorado Right to Life downtown. And so, and their number is 303-753-9394.
You know, I'd also like to mention that we don't have a whole lot of time. The sooner, the better. Realistically, we have to have these petitions mailed in probably no later than the last week in, I don't know, what do you think, March?
Well,
I know the deadline's May 13.
It's really hard to think, well, we have this huge project and I'm not going to do anything for the first 3 or 4 months because that hurts everybody that's working so hard to make this happen. Like the Burtons, for example, down in Colorado Springs. Keith Mason, who's statewide grassroots coordinator for the campaign.
And a sharp dresser.
A sharp dresser. And his wife, Keith and Jennifer Mason. And now there are dozens of churches that are making an effort to get signatures. And this is in, you know, around the state. And there are people up in the mountains who have contacted Colorado for Equal Rights and gotten petitions, and literally all around the state there are people collecting signatures. So if you think you want to help, but maybe you'll wait to last minute, please don't think like that. And if you think, I can't get a lot of signatures, imagine 1,000 people, Vic, 1,000 pro-life Christians who think, you know, I could probably only get 10 signatures, so I'm not going to do it. Well, if that person who thinks that would do it, the 1,000 Christians who only get 10 signatures, that's 10,000.
No doubt.
And 10,000 could be the difference between 75,000 and 85,000 signatures. So we really need you to call Colorado Right to Life or Colorado for Equal Rights and get a petition. So, Vic, you go to these, you've gone to some churches?
So far, it's just been my church. I have
In a Christian bookstore.
Right, in the Christian bookstore. And then where else have I? And I've done it as I've been, you know, just going about my business daily. And I have an appointment with a pastor at 4 o'clock today.
Oh, that's exciting.
I'm going to talk to him. He sounds like he just wants, you know, he wants to do it. He just wants to see how it's going to work. Mm-hmm. And I have all my own materials. I have my own little plastic folding table. And
oh, you do?
I don't now have a chair, though.
You don't have a chair.
I just thought of that.
Well, take one from here.
Okay.
Now, Vic, you don't need a table. In fact, what Cal Zastro trains people to do is take a piece of cardboard, just a piece of cardboard, and use rubber bands and just put the petition on the piece of cardboard.
Right. That's how I did it over at the bookstore. And, mm-hmm. and you know, you can have four or five of them going at one time.
If you wanted to, you could get two petitions, three, and put each one on a piece of cardboard with a rubber band, and then people have something to sign.
Mm-hmm. It's like a little portable desk.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, Vic, this is encouraging to me, and I know there are some churches that are hesitant, but the ones that are pro-life, I pray that they would find the courage and the boldness to get involved and show that Christians could make it a difference. I've had people tell me that when they ask people to sign this petition, each time you ask a person, it's an opportunity. And people think. They think about what does it mean to be a person? Mm-hmm. And who are we? And are we just animals? Is it okay just to kill a living human being?
Yeah, you know, I'd also like to bring up the point about, I know a lot of churches are 501c3 organizations, and they're a little leery of the whole political endorsement kind of thing.
Right.
As long as a church isn't endorsing a specific political candidate, they're fine. If they want to address an issue, it's perfectly all right.
Issue advocacy. In fact, that's how Colorado got our marriage protection amendment passed last election cycle, is because Focus on the Family, Dr. Dobson, had a major push in Colorado, and about 100 churches got involved in a significant way. Like at Denver Bible Church, we showed the Protect Marriage Amendment videos.
Mm-hmm.
We showed the videos. We got signatures. We helped raise the support for the marriage amendment for Colorado. And about 100 churches involved in a very high-profile way, and it succeeded. So, you know, churches should not have a gag rule on them.
Right.
And be told, you can't talk about our leaders. That violates free speech. It violates our rights from God. But that's what happened when the government urged churches to incorporate. And, hey, here's this benefit. You get a tax deduction. Oh, and guess what? You can't talk. So that was evil. And we need to one day do away with that 501c3
status need to do right.
Churches. Yeah.
And risk the consequences?
Do right and risk the consequences.
I've heard that somewhere before.
Yes, that's right. But even if you're a 501c3 church, that doesn't in any way mean you cannot get petitions signed. You can't. Of course, you could and you should, because it honors God and it's always the right time to do the right thing.
Amen.
All right. Vic Lopez, thank you for joining me. What a neat opportunity.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. It is an honor to have a truck driver in studio here at Bob and Yurt Live. And Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, a wonderful school. And our website, KGOV.com. Please help.